Nolte, Fox News wins nearly twice the viewer trust as corporate media. By John Nolte on April 14, 2023. Fox News is the most trusted name in TV news by a wide mile against the corporate media. According to YouGov's most recent survey, 41% of those polled trust Fox News. Second place ABC News isn't even close, with just 24%. Far-left CNN earns just 22% of viewer trust. Nearly half of Fox's 41%, please stay tuned for an even more humiliating CNN number. MSNBC sits at the bottom, with just 18% of viewer trust. And now that humiliating CNN number. When asked what TV news outlets they watched to keep up with the news, Fox News again came in first place with 39%. Every other TV news outlet, but one, was in the 20s or 30s. ABC, 33%, CBS, 22%, government-funded PBS, 20%, NBC, 30%, MSNBC, 24%. Guess what percentage watch, lol, to keep up with the news? No, really, guess. Nope. It's lower. Wrong again. It's even lower. Only 4% said they watch CNN. 4%. 4. Glorious. So what are we to take away from these numbers? It all goes back to what I've been saying for years now. Social media and the corporate media are not real life. The corporate media, including those 4%ers at Knoll, have been on a jihad to undermine trust in Fox News over this Dominion lawsuit. Dominion Voting Systems is suing Fox News for $1.6 billion in a defamation suit currently making its way to trial. It all has to do with former President Trump's voter fraud allegations after the 2020 election and what was said on Fox News about Dominion's alleged role in supposedly rigging the election. I have no dog in this fight. I don't even have a mouse in this fight. My disgust at all things cable news includes Fox News. I have a two-decade online history of not defending Fox News. There are some good people over there, but the best thing I can say about Fox News is that it sucks a little less than its competition. That aside, the same corporate media guilty of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. The COVID lab leak theory is racist. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves. Thinks it owns the moral high ground over Fox with this Dominion lawsuit. So the corporate media's coverage of the Dominion lawsuit has been relentless and scathing. But as you can see in the YouGov poll, no one listens to the corporate media. By nearly 2-1, the public still trusts Fox News more than any other corporate media outlet. And I can tell you why. For argument's sake, let's say Fox News is, in fact, as guilty as the corporate media would have us believe of not only smearing Dominion but deliberately misleading its own viewers. So what? I don't mean so what in the bigger moral world of right and wrong, and black and white. In that world, of course, Fox News would deserve to lose its audience. But guess what? We don't live in that world. We live in a world where, even if Fox News is guilty, those same corporate media outlets in a self-righteous huff over it are all guilty of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK Kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. The COVID lab leak theory is racist. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves. What does serial Russia hoaxer Rachel Maddow think? What does self-righteous election meddler Jake Tapper think? What does evidence tamperer ABC News think? Do they think that if Fox News is found guilty of committing this one sin, it wipes away their own unrepentant serial sins? Do they think American people will suddenly see the light and return to a corporate media that lies and spreads conspiracy theories and political violence with gleeful impunity? I'm not even a Fox News fan, and I'm still sitting here thinking, so what? As far as GNL's 4%, 4 of TV outlets people watch to keep up with the news, this also goes back to what I've been saying for years. CNN has a much bigger problem than its competition in the fake news media. And that's a major, glaring, irreparable personnel problem. If people want to be lied to, they can watch NBC or the government-funded PBS or MSNBC or CNN, or any of the others. So why, and by a wide margin, is CNN in single digits? Easy answer. CNN employs the most unlikable, unappealing, humorless, charmless, self-righteous pricks in the history of television. There are plenty of people who want to be lied to. CNN's problem is that no one wants to be lied to by the smug stiffs on CNN. CNN chief Chris Licht is so broken and out of touch with normal people that he believes people want to wake up to this. Oh, and after delivering record low ratings in the morning, Caitlin Nurse Rich Ed Collins is moving to primetime. In today's utterly broken media environment, sucking a little less is good enough. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.